everyone, this is your old friend Eric Liu again. So today the topic is a little bit different. Usually we're talking about the news, the trend, about the international, about other countries, but today we will focus on how to start your own company. And on the other hand, it's not only about me. We also have two new friends. First, we have our past member, Joe.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe.
Yo, man, Joe. Haven't seen you for a while, you know. So
that's right.
Originally speaking, the idea for hosting a podcast is actually Joe's idea.
Yeah, so it's a trend right now. People like to listen to podcasts rather than just watching videos. So I listen to podcasts on the way here. So every time now and then driving or taking MRT, I listen to podcasts.
All the day?
Pretty much every day.
Okay, and AKA, Joe is also Sharon's elder brother.
That's right.
You know Sharon? She was our speaker last
time.
Yeah,
she did the show before. I listened to it. It was good.
Yeah. Okay, so we have another guest host, Teresa. She was the newly inducted member of our club.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
And it was very interesting that the topic this time is about how to start your own company. So we were searching for a variety of young talents. And Teresa, she was a very good person. She introduced Tom, who is our guest speaker today.
Hey, guys. Tom here.
Hey, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
It was great to have you as a young entrepreneur.
Thanks, Eric.
Okay, yeah. So before we start the topic, I would like to have do a self-introduction very quickly. Like, where did you study and where have you worked before?
Yeah, sure. So I studied in National Chiao Tung University in Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah, and after that, I moved to Singapore, started my first job in Apple Maps team as a data analyst.
What is your major when you was in university?
I was studying industrial engineer.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So actually, it's quite different.
Engineer
and
so
analyst.
It's like a building.
No, it's not. It's industrial engineer is for, if you want to work for a factory.
Okay.
You manage the supply chain, all the quality things.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our major.
Okay. Yeah. Then what's the reason you choose to work in Singapore?
So first, I don't like industrial engineer. So actually, after I graduate, I try to apply a Master of Business Analytics in the U.S.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So as you know, I need to take the GMAT and the TOEFL, right?
But, you want to have your master degree in the U.S.
Yeah, apply in the school. But I got a pretty bad school. pretty bad score, sorry.
Okay, I totally understand. I wasn't a good student at that moment.
Well,
but probably Joe, he's pretty good.
Nowhere near. Party too much. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, so my score doesn't high enough for me to apply.
Your dream school.
Yeah, my dream school. So okay, then maybe I should try to find a job first because it will help me to
earn some money first.
Yeah, make my resume also looks better than before. So I tried to search some analyst job. Because I'm going to study...
In Taiwan, right?
In Taiwan. Taiwan, actually overseas as well. Like in Hong Kong, in China, in Singapore. I just throw my resume to the market.
How do you find a job overseas? I mean, is there any plan for like 104 or 1111 human bank in other country or...
Actually, no. I just searched a job by myself without like... I think I didn't ask anybody because that time I was just 22 and most of my friends, they just studied a master in Taiwan. You know, if you're studying like Chiao Tung University or like Tsinghua University, many people just study master and then go to Hsinchu Keshiyuanqu.
Yeah,
they just work for there. So most of my friends, they don't really go overseas. But for me, since I can get a dream school in the US, I just try to find a job,
find a job first.
Yeah.
So you search on the website,
on the
Google engine, and also you find,
correct.
There's a company that are hiring an analyst. How about maybe I will give it a try? I will send my resume.
Yeah. Okay. I actually just throw my resume to the LinkedIn, Dropstreet, DropDB, even Taiwan's 104. Just throw there and then to see if there's any reply from any company.
Then you hired. You got hired.
Yeah, I think I was lucky. So I got my first job in... that time there was a job called data quality analyst.
Yes.
And then the job description said, okay, this job is for a world-class technology company.
World-class.
Yeah, they cannot reveal who is the client.
Okay.
Yeah, because that is a contract job. Mm-hmm. Then, after I finished all the interview, they tell me, okay, this is actually for Apple Maps.
Apple Maps.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they offer a a good salary, and then also working visa.
Okay, Apple Maps.
Yeah, Apple Maps team.
That probably okay, probably too. Recently, Apple Maps got some improvement because we got you. this is a bad joke, I know, but people usually complain about if G-Maps. I could use Google Maps, who want G-Maps. To use it?
We all know. I know that many people when they buy the new iPhone, they just delete the Maps, Google Maps app.
So bad.
Yeah. And download the Google Maps.
Yeah.
Well, but that is the reason why I, you know, started my first job in Singapore.
Okay, so how long have you stayed in Singapore?
In the past 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah, actually until this month.
Well, that's pretty long.
Yeah, so I'm back to Taiwan since June this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move to the topic. We know that you have own a brand, right?
Yeah.
What is the brand about?
It's actually a handmade cookies pastry shop. So we are selling cookies on the markets. Our chef is from TWG. So TWG is one of the most well-known brand in Singapore.
Mm.
They sell a pretty high quality tea leaves,
yes.
In Singapore. And then I think they have more than 50 shop in Asia.
So which means you guys are very focused on the quality of your products.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because the chef is pretty professional. And then previously he was working for a two-star Michelin restaurant.
Okay, so this, I couldn't help but I was curious about whether you have read the news recently. You know, the restaurant created so many tacticals that they have a giant isopod ramen, the giant bug ramen, and also the frog ramen. What is your perspective about those techniques? They are focused on something fancy.
Yeah. I know, but we don't do that because we want the people to focus on our cookies.
I mean, what have you ever think about a frog cookie?
Frog cookies. that might be one of the plan in the future. If we have enough customers, you know, they like us, then we will try to, you know, bring something interesting to the market.
I mean, so what is your perspective about the marketing itself? What is your perspective about having such a...
Okay, so since we just started the pastry shop the end of last year, so you know until now it's just 6 months, and then we sell the cookies since the last 2 months, so end of March, around just 2.5 months. So currently we're just focusing on how to make our products, more visibility, you know, to the people. So you know, last month we go to Chenping S-League.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a pop-up shop there. Yeah. And then we have a lot of customers passing by our
products.
Our products, and then try to taste. We have a free tasting cookies, and then try to understand who we are, and then understand the products, and then to get some cookies. Yeah, so we try to use this kind of way to exposure our brand on the internet, on offline way.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's the actually because I think okay. I can explain more because, you know, as a, you know, I study industrial engineer, right?
Exactly.
I'm not really a marketing expert. So what I can do for the pastry shop is I just try to follow what other brands doing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think the best way, everyone does that. The best way to success is you always copy from someone who has success.
Yeah, that's the quickest way.
Yes.
And then we also have not that much, you know, capital to run the whole marketing campaigns, you know, everything, since we have our own factory in Yilan, Toucheng.
Okay, you have your own factory.
Yeah, but it's not public. It's just a small factory, and then we have some place to make the cookies.
Okay.
So we are not
very big
company or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we need to balance all the
I think what you want to say is you need to find a minimal value product.
Yeah,
the MVP. Right. Cool.
As you have mentioned, you have worked in Singapore before. How did you embark on your journey to work in Singapore?
I think she's trying to say, how do you find your job in Singapore?
Still by luck. if you want to ask me, I think just now I said I tried to search a lot of the I just throw my resume into the market, right? And then I got just very very few interview. You know, from the company.
I mean, at that moment, did you have any choice?
Actually, no.
Only in Singapore.
Yeah, because I study engineer, but I try to find an analytics job.
Yes.
So actually, it's quite different. Yeah. And then, you know, industrial engineer doesn't like software engineer. We don't write programming.
You don't write programming?
We don't do like programming.
Okay, so since now, I will cancel your title as engineer.
No, I'm a data analyst.
Yeah. You can still keep the title analyst.
Yeah, thanks. So you know, because, you know, a lot of technology companies, they hire software engineer.
Yes.
But they don't hire like industrial engineer.
Okay.
Right? Unless you go to like TSMC, those company. So when I'm trying to find like analytics job in the market for technology company, it doesn't that easy for me. But for that Apple Maps job, because they are looking for Taiwanese, to doing a Taiwanese map.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I have you know, the advantage.
It then typically want to localize.
Yeah.
Doing Taiwanese maps in Singapore.
Correct. They are building the maps team in Singapore.
And also made by a US company.
By a US company.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you have mentioned about you have been living in Singapore for over 7 years.
Yes.
And what is the aspect about personal growth? Like, which part do you think is the most significant that you level up in Singapore? What is the thing you learn the most?
I think you will become like pretty independent pretty fast. Because when I moved to Singapore, I have no family there. And then no classmates. I studied in Taiwan until 22. So when I moved to Singapore, just for working.
Hey, wait. How about your military service?
In Taiwan.
You already finished it?
Yeah, finished it. Okay. Yeah. So for 1 year. Yeah. Mm. So when I moved to Singapore, I have no friends there. My colleague is my friends. Yeah.
Right. So do you try any dating apps?
No. So I try to balance my life with, you know, working and then try to know like more people in Singapore.
How do you do that?
With my colleagues. They bring me. Okay. Oh, so we are a maps team, right?
Yeah.
So we have people from 7 countries, like Japan, Korea, Malaysia, like Indonesia, Philippines, you know, everyone from the world.
Okay.
So on the weekend, we just go for like, we go to Bintan, we go to Batam, we go to like Malaysia, you know, try to, you know each other better. And then unless, you know, not just for working.
What do you mean know each other better? You mean you with your co-worker travel together?
Yeah, because we all from overseas.
Yeah.
So we have no family there. So we are actually, we are family. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we can depend on each other and then, you know, try to find something to do in Singapore, but you know, Singapore is pretty small.
Yes. So but maybe you can buy a ticket and fly to Malaysia or nearby countries.
We all do that together.
So in your opinion, this is okay to make friends with coworkers?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Is there any disadvantage that you make friends with your coworkers?
I can't think. So far, I can't think any of that.
Okay. Yeah.
Because for me, friends is very important things to me, you know. So I like make friends. Mm. Yeah. So even they are my colleagues, I'm happy to, you know,
make friends with them.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried another channel like making friends with non colleagues?
I try, but pretty hard.
Why don't you use Apple Maps like a search making new friends?
You know, when I was in Singapore, like in the first year or the first 2 years.
Okay.
My first priority is to look for a next job. You know, this is a contract job.
Right.
Yes.
It's a contract in Apple. So they say, okay, the contract will be end in 1.5 years. So if I want to stay in Singapore, I need to try to look for a next job.
You got a working visa.
Yeah, a working visa. And then I try to, you know, I can't really work on maps for my next job because, you know, in the world, only 2 companies that were well known on their maps, Google and Apple, right? No more.
Yes.
So I couldn't find another jobs regarding like related to maps. You know?
Yeah, but about your title is industrial engineering, right?
No. They give us the data quality analyst.
Okay, so which means even though you have jumped to another industry, you can still be, you can still got a skill, right? This is got a skill. So it didn't matter limited to the maps.
That's what I thought when I joined there. Because
what
I thought Apple would like teach us a lot of things, right?
Yeah. Yes,
like SQL, Tableau, Python, I don't know, all these analytics tools.
Fancy stuff.
But no. After I joined, I found that Apple built everything internally. So they have their own tools.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. How about, I mean, you can find a job in Google, in Apple.
No. I try. They have an internal job website. I tried to apply some job there, but no, I didn't get anything. I didn't get any replies. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll repeat again. So you think about the most significant growth in Singapore is about being independent.
Independent very fast. Yeah. you need to, for example, you need to handle, you need to find the next job if you want to stay there. And then you need to know how to, make friends there.
Yeah.
Because your life is, is there. You have no family.
You can only rely on yourself.
Yeah. And also, I also want to explore the Southeast Asia. Yeah. Because it's a pretty great opportunity. There's a lot of budget airlines, in Singapore to all the countries nearby.
Yeah, very close.
Yeah. So I try to explore all the countries there.
So frankly speaking, did you feel lonely there? Or you overcome the loneliness by making friends? Or even though you have made friends, you still feel lonely?
Sometimes. Especially when I got no replies from any companies for the interview. Okay. Yeah, I would say, okay, well, am I really good at finding a job, or should I be more confident to myself to try to apply next company, because I keep getting a rejection from most of the company.
I have a question to Joe as well, because you have graduated in UK, right?
That's right.
Have you ever encountered the same problem like Tom has faced? You feel lonely because you are a Taiwanese, you are not a British, and you need to find a job there.
So I didn't try to find a job in the UK, but I was trying to find a job in the US actually.
Okay.
So after graduating from the masters, I actually had few interviews, but it was hard to get a job because there were so many designers in New York. And we were trying to be a industrial designer. So from my perspective, it was hard. And we were like the outcomers. But New York is very diverse. And in UK, it's even worse. Because because Asians or Chinese are like pretty few in the UK.
Yes.
So actually, I flew back to do the military and I went out again. So actually, I faced the difficulty in the US.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, yeah.
So did you feel lonely at the moment?
Lonely? I wouldn't say lonely. I wouldn't say lonely, because I was in UK when I was even younger, so I made friends there, and I had other stuff to do, so it's probably different in the working space. It's more different. So that's why I wanted to ask Tom, so what is like in the corporate environment in Singapore?
I think Singapore, as many people know, that it's pretty, it's a global, it's a very international country.
Yes.
Yeah. People from the world, they go to Singapore to look for a job and to make friends, because, most of the technology company, they set up their Asia headquarters in Singapore, like Facebook,
all the big
ones. Tesla or, Apple. They all set up their regional headquarters in Singapore.
Yes.
So people want to look for the job in Singapore.
Mm.
Yeah. So, so many people from different countries, you go to Singapore, and then Singapore is a pretty small country, so they are pretty open to the world.
Okay.
Meet a lot of people from different countries, like what I say, Japan, Korea, Malaysia. So that's why I said, I think go to Singapore for, many, many years, that make me become quite independent very fast, because you need to learn from different people from different countries.
Yeah.
And then, they are quite different from Taiwanese. So
What do you mean quite different from Taiwanese about their...
They grow up differently.
The culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The culture is different, and then the way they are talk to people are different, and also the language is different. So you will be pretty open to what they are saying and then what they are doing if you want to make friends with them.
Okay.
Yeah. You need to accept all these things.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah. I think that's... And I also quite agree that what Joel said, because I think... That time when we went to UK or Singapore, we are still young. So we are okay to do explore a lot of things. Friends, countries, jobs.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
We are open to all this.
Okay, can I just on that note, how would that help you into starting your own company? Because since you have those experiences, how does that lead to, does it help in a way to start your own company?
I think so. Mm-hmm. So... Knowing a lot of people from different countries gives me a chance to be open-minded.
Yes.
So, just now I mentioned our chef is from TWG.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Actually, he is 12 years older than me. So we actually, you might guess there's a generation gap.
Generation gap.
That's what I thought when I met him. But actually, we actually talk quite happily. And then he's so very open-minded as well, because he lived in Singapore for 3 years. And then previously he was working in Hong Kong, in Japan as well. Mm. So he is also an open-minded person. Then when we met each other...
How did you meet him? That's all I want to
ask. He's our friends.
friends through a friend. Okay.
Yeah. So because he's also Taiwanese, right. Okay. Then Taiwanese in Singapore we usually met.
Yeah.
You have a I can guess you definitely have a Facebook group called Taiwanese in Singapore.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Taiwanese group is Singapore 1 and Taiwanese group in Singapore 2.
Wow.
So many. Okay. These things.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you already come up with the idea. I mean, not necessarily to a pastry company, but you have already an idea about you want to be your owner. You want to be a boss, right?
I would say, yeah, that's correct. Because, so first, I don't want to work for like any company for my life.
Okay.
Yeah. Because everything that you do for that company is... It's their credibility.
You created a value for other people.
It's for them, yeah. It's not for myself. Mm. So I want to do business, my own business. Mm. Yeah, I can take the responsibility. Even if it's felt, okay. I'm okay with it. Mm. At least I try. So I want to do my business.
Since when? Since when you come up with the idea?
I think since maybe 20 or
20? So yeah.
When
you were in university?
Yeah, when I was in university, I attend, there is an entrepreneurship competition called YEF. Mm. The full name is like Young Entrepreneurship of Future. Yeah.
Got it, yeah.
I joined that. So I met a lot of people who have the same mindset with me. Then from that time, I think, okay, one day if I have a chance, I will try to do something for myself.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you kind of describe the people that you met, that kind of similar mindset?
Yeah, so most of them are from like National Taiwan University, National Zhenji, Chenggong, Qing, I don't know. Those
top tier
university. Oh, and then
probably won't say top tier. I mean, we should be humble.
Easy to describe.
Comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So first they are pretty smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they are open minded as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, in Jiao Tong University, even though I know Jiao Tong is still a pretty good school, but most of us we are working on engineer things. So you know. Watching on the monitor like for a whole day and just try to programming, you know, something like that. So we don't really have that much people that
think about
like marketing things, social, you know, even politics,
networking.
Networking. Yeah. So when I joined YEF, I met a lot of people like who think that they are pretty good at critical thinking,
Think out of the box.
Out of the box. And then they are pretty smart. They're open-minded.
I could totally understand because right now I'm working in a software company. Sometimes I will write codes as well. And for coding, is either 1 or 0.
Yeah.
There's no gray space. You either succeed or you fail.
Correct. If you write a wrong programming, you click run.
Error.
Then you just need to find out what's the problem.
Yes.
Yeah. But marketing or networking, it doesn't like that. Yeah. There is no correct answers.
Exactly.
For that. So... I learned a lot from them since I think that's 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, very interesting. Then, so since you talk with the chef, how do you think about wow, this might be an opportunity? How do you know that it is an opportunity? Yeah. I mean, we met a variety of opportunity all the time. How do you know this is the time? I want to get it.
Be a millionaire.
No. So first, we are a pretty good friend. Mm. Yeah, I think this is pretty important because if you guys
really, but I've heard about never do business with your friends.
With your friends, right? I know. That's what we learned from when I was in YEF. People said that, but I think that's you must start from there. Yeah, you can't really start a business with someone that you never know before.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
When I talked to him, the first I didn't think that we will start a business one day.
Yeah.
But he was a pretty good friend at the time. So after we both come back to Taiwan since 2021 or 22, I think last year, 22, we talk about the idea. Yeah, because he used to have 2 Spanish restaurants in Taiwan before he moved to Singapore.
Mm. Right.
And then that 2 Spanish restaurant is pretty successful.
Okay.
He sold the company after 2 years.
Okay.
And then he got a lot of money. Mm. And then also he, just now I said, he was TWG. He was in DWG. He was a chef.
Okay,
director.
So what you mean is he had 2 restaurants in Taiwan before and he sold it. Then he moved to Singapore.
Yeah. So, TWG, how should I say that? So first he started 2 Spanish restaurants in Taiwan.
Okay.
And after that, TWG, you know, someone introduced him to TWG.
Yes.
Yeah. And TWG recruited him to help TWG to open a 50 shop in the Asia.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's the one who set up all these kind of TWG.
He's a director, man.
He's a director.
He's not only a chef.
He's not only a chef.
He's like a CMO. Also a boss.
Yes, wow, yes, okay. Yes. Correct, correct. Huh. And then he have a lot of knowledge about the kitchen, how to hire people, how to manage people, not just doing, you know, the cuisine or something. Okay, not just cooking. Yeah. So he's pretty good. I mean, to me, he's pretty... to me, it's like amazing people, you know, like in Singapore, and then has so great resume.
Okay, so at what moment, like he has mentioned, hey, we can start business.
Because we both want to start our business.
He already started.
Yeah, you should say, why did he pick you?
Yeah,
he's so successful. Why did he pick you?
That's also the question I asked. Because I think there are a lot of people inviting to do.
Yeah. There you go.
But to be honest, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. He's just lucky. Maybe that's because he's working for Apple Map.
Ah, okay.
So he can rank the restaurant to 5 stars.
he told me that I have the ability that he didn't have. Okay. Because I think I'm quite a rational person. I do analysis for 7 years. So I look at numbers, dashboards, you know, write these kind of SQL things. And then he thinks, you know, how to make the dishes,
products.
Yeah,
creative
the products.
Side. Yeah. Yes.
So we are quite different on the personality. So you think that if we work together, then we might be balanced, you know,
like
all these.
The left and right brain.
Yeah. And then to me, he has so much experience.
So when you discuss about the topic, you already know that you will open a pastry shop. Or you just think about we can make company together. Then we find the topic.
A pastry shop. Because for me, I don't have that skill. I don't have the product making skill. And then he has that skill.
But he was doing a Spanish restaurant, right? Why then you change the topic to
pastry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I say he's pretty amazing. Because when he was in TWG, he was the desserts director.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he can not only making Spanish dishes.
Cuisines, okay. He can
also
make
desserts. Yeah.
Awesome.
So he's pretty good at cooking, I mean, all these things.
Okay, but that time, both of you are in Singapore, right?
We're just back to Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah, back to Taiwan.
So you get reunion again and chatting with each other and say, hey, we should really making a company in Taiwan.
For me, I was just planning to back to Taiwan for just a short-term period. I think 3-4 months.
Okay, so but coincidentally, my God, I became brand owner.
Yeah, we discussed about the idea. But after that, I found another job, which is my current job in Singapore again. Mm-hmm. So I back to Singapore for a few months.
Yeah.
But luckily, the job, you know, allowed me to work remotely.
Okay.
Then I just back
Working
to Taiwan
home,
again.
Right?
Yeah, so I just back to Taiwan and then to work with him for the pastry shop.
Okay, so when you got a job,
uh-huh.
Did you talk with your partner? What is your partner's name?
His name is Jackie.
Yeah, did you talk with Jackie? I'm sorry, I got a job in Singapore. I think I couldn't go with you.
I think he's okay with it. Yeah, I talked to him about this, but he's okay with it. As long as I can do the part, you know, all the things. I can set up everything like for example, the Instagram accounts or try to marketing or products.
but you mentioned, you never major in marketing. Why Jackie would choose you to do marketing?
That's a good question. Next time we can find Jackie here.
yes.
But yeah, I think, I don't know. I think he also thinks that we are pretty good friends.
Should we just call Jackie then?
Yeah.
But he's in Eli now.
Okay, another thing is when you really come up with the idea to having a pastry shop, is location. How do you find the location? Why not in Taipei? Why not in Hsinchu?
Oh, because we are not a public shop.
Okay.
So what we are looking for is just it doesn't need to be pretty big, just small factory is fine, and then the rent need to be cheap.
Okay.
Yeah. So we choose Yilan.
Did you live in Yilan or Jackie live in Yilan?
Jackie lives in Yilan.
Okay, so this is one of the reasons.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you know the rent is compared to Taipei is quite cheaper.
Can I ask for pastry? Do you need like the certain requirement for where you make the cookies and biscuits and everything? Do they have requirement?
Actually, it doesn't really require when you start that. Okay. Yeah. Unless you want to, how should I explain that? There is actually a gray area, but
right. Because the reason I'm asking is since everyone's listening, they might want to start their next pastry shop.
I know.
Could I make it in my house? If I want to have a
There are a lot of cloud kitchen. Cloud Kitchen. They are selling products on Foodpanda, on Uber Eats.
Do I need to get any certificate, like on the pastry chef?
You don't need to get a certificate, but you need to register. Right. Yeah, oh, just register. No need to get a certification.
I can make in my kitchen.
Yeah, can make in my kitchen.
Do I need to pass any standard, like? And then
actually, no.
Eric
actually,
Pastry Shop?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Eric Pastry Studio? No. Studio?
So, for example, there was one time we discussed with, we wanted to try to partnership with Foodpanda.
Right.
Okay.
And then they didn't ask anything about the certification.
Okay.
They just to make sure, okay, you are registered on the like government website.
Okay.
So,
okay.
What's your name, like for us, like once more pastry? Mm. Yeah. So, they need to make sure you are registering. Okay. That's all.
Off you go. Okay. Yeah.
But it also depends on the, you know, the size of the your company.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
We're just selling a pretty small amounts. They are okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So since you are a data analyst, before you start the pastry shop, have you do any searching? Yeah, before. Like, did the people in Elan willing to buy my bucket?
Oh.
I mean, because most of the people, when they open the company, they probably
like
research. They probably completed about Taipei, because Taipei have a lot of people. While in Elan, maybe if I open the pastry shop, people need to drive there.
Oh. You know why we opened a pastry shop in Yilan? Because
I didn't know.
We don't have that much money to open a pastry shop. Yeah, cost. Yeah, so I can tell you that when we bring all that kind of facility to our factory, like
refrigerator,
all this, everything, like aircon, everything, it already cost us around 70%
of
our
budget.
Capital. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So we have just left around 20 to 30%.
Mm.
But we need to make the cookies. We need to find our package.
Mm.
Yeah. We also need to hire someone to help us to make the cookies for us.
I assume that's a chef, not the chef making the cookies.
He's also making the cookies, but we have a full-time employee there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So we need to pay the salary.
Did you need to make the cookies?
Yeah, I was in Yilan yesterday.
You were packing stuff.
Packing stuff and then try to help.
Making the cookie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's why most of the reason is because of the money and the cost.
Okay. But I mean, have you ever do a research at Elan, like what kind of flavor that people might interesting about? Have you think about what is the product maybe people are like?
Mm.
Or you just think about, okay, I'm doing the product. No, man, I didn't care about what people think about. I believe.
I like it.
I like
people
it. So people should
like it.
People should like it.
Actually, I didn't think that much. because I trust the chef, like 100%. Because he was he was not just a chef, right?
Mm.
He was managing a restaurant.
Yes.
So actually, his experience is pretty, pretty good on like not just making the cookies, but also understand the customers. So when he's tell me that he's going to make the cookies, then okay, that just go for it. Yeah, yeah. So even if like for example, he told me okay, he want to make like a cake.
Okay, a cake.
I'm okay with it. Yeah.
How do you set the price? Do you do any research? Like okay, this cake looks good. Probably I will. The price would be like 1,000.
He's an analyst.
Yeah. So this is my question.
Audio I'm an analyst, but I'm not a marketing expert. So it's actually a pretty, you are asking this question is pretty, you know, haunted us for a long time. We don't know how to set up a best price for the market.
Yes.
Because the price need to be like, okay.
Sweet enough.
Yeah. It will, you know, give us enough profits.
Yeah,
but the customers, need to accept this price. So it's pretty hard. So we discussed, you know, for a long time how to set up
the price. But before you set the price, maybe you should think about what is your TA, right? Or people who can buy the product.
When I ask the question to the chef, he told me that everyone can eat.
So
I ask the same question.
Let's not be cheap. The price must be cheap. Everyone wants to eat.
Yeah, we don't. So we set up our price around 200 to 300 NT dollars.
Mm.
I think this is a pretty decent price.
Yeah,
and then we have a pretty good package. Mm. Yeah, if you see our bags there.
Ooh.
So we actually, you know,
it's a silver looking pack.
Cost actually a lot. Yeah, we find a designer, and then
you didn't find a designer.
Yeah, find a pretty good like print factory for us to print that back. And then we also have our own gift box. Yeah. Mm. So we actually spend a lot of money on those packaging things. So, and then on this price, I mean, 200 to 300, we will say it's pretty decent price for everyone. And then the cookie is a very high quality.
I hear about a keyword. You have a good package, right?
Yeah.
So the pastry itself is not only for eating. You want your guest to buy it as a gift.
As a gift.
That's our chef's idea.
Yeah, because if you buy a gift, you will add more value so you can sell it in a higher price.
Yeah. That's he learned from TWG.
Oh, okay.
Because when he was in TWG, he was a director. Mm. He was not just making all the desserts. Yeah. He also discussed with the management team how to make the package like more attractive.
Attractive, yeah. Yes.
So he's also good at, you know, how to design all those things. Mm-hmm. So you see that there's a silver bag, right?
Yes.
That's also his idea.
That's his design.
Not all, but he will share like
some elements.
Yeah,
to a designer.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, very interesting.
Okay, let's just ask, what's the ratio of the cost of the package?
Of course not.
Like a little revelation.
Maybe you can guess. You want to guess?
Half of it?
Half is too much, man.
If you just say that back.
They have the inside, they have a box inside, right?
Oh, you mean the box and the package?
Everything? Yeah.
20%.
They can't reveal it, but...
I can't reveal it, but I would say it's more than average. Oh, so, you know, if you want to sell, you know, cake, cookies, usually the company will make the costs set around 50% to
60%. Yeah, it will try to find the factory making the package as cheap as possible.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you need to sacrifice the quality.
Yeah, we are higher than that.
All right.
Yeah.
Who insists the quality? Is you or the chef?
Both. Both. Because I'm the one who faced the customer. I'm the one who, you know, could give you the products to you. Right. So I need to explain the products. I need to show you the products. So if there's any problem, they just come to me. So I need to make sure that all the cookies, all the quality. And then that's why I make sure that, I try to make sure that every pack of the gift box is, I can, you know, is good enough to deliver.
Present as a gift.
Yeah, yeah.
So... Sounds like you and the chef have the similar ideas about the packing in a really good way as a gift.
Yeah, that's right.
So you two have a very similar mindset about the brand.
Mm-hmm.
What does it come a time when you two have a conflict of the brand?
I think so, but there's not much
conflictions.
I think they're not that much confliction because when we are doing this pastry shop, he's focusing on the products, and I'm focusing on like marketing, operation, customer facing. So quite separate. And then I think we are okay for this way to running this.
So far, so good.
So far, okay, I would say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think, what is the most important thing to do branding? Yeah, to do branding. Even though you say you're not majoring in marketing, but right now you are doing, you are having your own brand.
So I would say product first.
Product first.
Yeah. We try to make all the products as good as possible.
Mm.
Yeah. We try to find the best designer and to make the best cookies and then all these packaging things. Yeah. And after that, I will think about the marketing. Yeah.
How do you find your customer? I mean, since you have your own fan page, but how do you do marketing? Like, you introduced your friend, hey, I'm having a new company. Could you buy a cookie for me?
Yeah. In the first stage, I think that's right. If you want to start a business, I think 99% in a very, very first stage, you can only tell your friends, your families, right? To tell you, hey, I'm starting a business. Do you want to support us? Do you want to buy some cookies? Mm. Yeah, and then they will help us to promote.
Yeah.
That's the only way. So, That's what we did.
But if I live in Taipei, how do I purchase your products?
You can share on your Facebook. You can share on Instagram because we do delivering. You know,
so far you don't have the service about
e-commerce or something.
Yeah, e-commerce.
Yeah, we are selling our cookies on Pinkoi as well. Okay. Yeah, so we also have some bookings there.
How's the sales like in Pinkoi?
I think not bad. It's better than my expectation. Mm. And then also we went to Athletics last month for the pop-up shop. So next month we might go to Yuanshan, outside the MRT. There's the market there, so we might go there.
The marketplace, yes.
Yeah. And then on the end of this year, we might go to Banqiao Athletics as well. So we are all discussing about that.
How do you get a connection from...
They're reaching out to us.
Reaching to you. Yeah. How do they find you? You must do something right.
That's why I think... Yeah, that's why I saw the power of the advertisements.
It's advertisement or Instagram or marketing?
Instagram. Yeah. Oh. When athletes first time came to us, I asked them, hey, how do you guys
find us?
Yeah, they say,
Apple Map.
No, on Instagram. Instagram.
I secretly put my store on Apple Map because I was
a former. Taiwanese people doesn't use Apple Maps.
Yeah, you're right.
So yeah, that was the point that I didn't think of before because I wasn't really good at marketing. So when they tell me because of the ads, okay, wow, okay. Oh, that really works. Yeah.
You also put ads on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
So you make great products, but how about you when you design the materials, like the photos, like the script, who is in charge about that?
Most of the okay, so I find my friends who help us to write all those product description.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she's quite pretty to me, I think she's pretty good at that. So I ask her help on that.
She also taking photos for the products.
Some of the photos. We also find some like professional photographers to help to really take the product photos. But some of other photos, we ask for her help.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever asked your customer about why our product attract you?
Yes.
Mm. Because definitely you have a lot of competitors.
Yeah, and then also we sell 6 different cookies. So, you know, that's many type of flavors.
Yes.
So when we on Estate for the bubble shop, that was the first time that we can face the customers, you know, offline.
Okay.
Yeah, because we can introduce the product.
It's only you and you're the chef.
And then we have another partner. We have 3 people there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know the story. Where did you find a third partner?
The third partner is my chef's colleagues.
Oh, okay.
Their partner was they are colleagues before, so just ask her help. Yeah.
Okay.
So when we on Athlete, we ask directly for our customers, why do you like our cookies?
Our cookies. Yeah.
So most of the feedback is that, so first our handmade cookies have the stuff inside.
If
you want to buy handmade cookie, most of the bakery usually they don't have the stuff. They just the cookies itself.
Yeah, because it might you couldn't put the cookies for so many times, right? Sometimes you
correct. If you put the stuff in the cookies, it's hard for preserve it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think this is the first thing that make us special. Mm. The other thing is that all the species we use, the ingredient we use. It's quite special. Our chef is working overseas before.
Yes.
So he tried to blend the local ingredients with the
exotic.
Exotic.
Or like the San Jinzhong onion.
Yeah.
Green onion in Yilan.
And also the Middle East spices. Mm. Yeah, into our cookies. Cool. So the taste is quite interesting.
Okay.
People will remember all this. Flavor, all
definitely, because pastry, people are making almost the same.
Yeah,
you want something special.
Yeah, you see cookies, okay, that's just handmade cookies, but you see our cookies, it's quite different. It's different flavor, different name. We have one cookies, we call it Aladdin. Yeah, because it was made by the Middle East species. We call it Aladdin. Yeah.
I assume it got its name because if I ate one, I can get 3 extra.
Then you need to buy 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
how many flavors you have so far?
We have six.
Six flavors.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a pack of how many in the gift box?
You can pack 15.
15?
So we will give you each for 2. Two, and then there's 1 flavor we'll give you 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that will be 15.
Okay, so when you cooperate with Elites, do you need to spend any money or...?
You mean with Athlete, the Tenping?
Yeah.
They just charge the commission. But it's fine. It's fine.
Do you think that's a good investment?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's way more better than my expectation. So you know when our pop-up shop is on Monday to Wednesday at night on the department store.
Yeah,
so,
at night.
So you know that time wasn't really good timing.
Yeah.
It's the weekday. It's not weekend. It's weekday. And then at night. I mean, people need to work.
What the fuck, people are going to a bookstore to buy cookies?
Yeah, you know, so we just prepared we thought that every day if we can sell like 30 bucks, that is good enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Because at night, like we have just 3 hours to 4 hours to sell the cookies. And then nobody knows us. We just sell the cookies for 2 months. No one knows us. So 30 bucks is the target for us. But after 3 days, we sell more than 200. Give box. Yeah. Oh. Many people just came to our shop and then they taste the cookie. We have free tasting. Mm. They taste the cookie and then they buy the cookies.
Is there any storytelling techniques like, oh, we made the cookie because of the story or something?
By the flavors, probably.
To be honest, no. They just like our cookies.
Tastes nice.
Yeah, I think that's quite special cookies. Yeah. And then we have another advantage is that, you know, at that area, there are another 5 pastry shop there, but they all sell, you know, but they all selling cakes.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
the cakes, like brownie, also what else?
Cakes,
yeah.
Those chocolate.
Things. Yeah, chocolate, those things. Yeah, brownie, those things.
So by luck, you're different.
We are different, okay. Yeah. We are the only shop sell cookies.
Okay.
Yeah, and then for cookies, you can, you know, you don't need to finish it like in 3 days, 4 days.
Exactly.
If you put it in a fridge, our cookies can put at least 1 month.
Okay.
So you don't need to finish, you know, right at the moment. Yeah. So many people just think, okay, then I can, you know, give as a gift to my friends or just put it in a fridge. I can taste later. Yeah. So I think that's why, one of the reason why we can have that good selling.
So far, did you feel... You are lucky because you only start your own company like 2 months, then you get the cooperation with.
Yeah, I think we are lucky. I think, and then it makes me more trust our chef.
You'll be more confident.
Yeah, more confident because you know I must say that, to be honest, at the very first moment when we started,
well, you're losing the money.
Yeah, we're just spending the money, right? And then we have no customers. And then I will question myself: is the cookie a good product? Is it right products? Yeah. Because we don't know how to exposure ourselves, right? I'm not a marketing expert. So after we finish the pop-up shop, we know that, okay, our cookie really, really brings something new to the market. People really like us. Yeah. So that gives us huge confidence, actually.
Okay, so you must be lucky because I hear lots of people, they are saying that they probably lost money after a year. They're still not making money.
I think so, yeah. But until now, it's just a half year. So another half year to go. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
So you say you are worried about it at that moment. So did you have any stop point in your mind? Like, okay, if I lose money more than 2 months, I will probably stop the business.
I thought that before, yeah. But I think it doesn't really haunt me for that much because I still have my data analyst job.
So you're basically
I can cover the loss if
bro, I'm rich, so I don't care
I'm
about
that. I'm not rich, but at least I still have another source of the
support
the
your family,
yeah,
support your
support
life.
My family, my life.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. For the people that are listening, so you are still working, right?
Yeah,
I'm
still working.
So where are you working now? You're working in Singapore.
I'm working for a crypto exchange. Mm, yeah, okay. But working from work from home in Taiwan.
In Taiwan, yeah,
it's a global exchange, so they allow all the stuff.
That's
all the
remote
staff.
Job. That
remote
you
job.
You
remote job.
Got it.
That's
Singapore.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Does your coworker in Singapore knows that you have your side hustle?
I just let one or two know that I have a pastry shop.
Yeah. If you want to eat cookie, you can come to Taiwan. Like that.
I try to keep it low profile to my colleagues. I need to be keep it low.
But then, how do you manage your time? Like, how do you split your time working with full time and?
That's another thing that I feel lucky because I can bring my laptop to Yilan,
making cookie at the same time.
So easy.
And then I'm doing a data analyst, so I don't need to face customer.
Right.
I just do finish my work with the laptop. Yeah. So that's why I can,
So do you live in Yilan right now?
No, still in Taipei.
But have you considered about that?
If the pastry shop grow pretty one day,
prosper enough. Huh?
Yeah, then maybe.
Okay.
But at that time, I hope we already have another pastry shop in Taipei.
Yeah. So he doesn't have to move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like you are a very technical guy. You probably know a lot of apps, applications.
Uh-huh.
Did you use those digital tools to try to manage the pastry shop? Like Trello, like Google Drive?
Yes and no. Of course, I use Google Sheets, Google Drive, because I'm an analyst, right? So I build I call it master sheet to control all the costs, all the expense, all the salaries, all these things in one sheet, and then to build some chart for my partners to see, okay, what is the status of our pastry shop now?
Yes,
and no for the no things because I don't know like again, marketing things. I don't know why it's the best tool to promote us. So that's why currently I'm asking some help from my friends about the marketing.
Agents?
Not really go to agents, just my friends who do it marketing before.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, you know, if you want to like do the ads on Instagram, if you set up all these things on the apps, it's different when you set up all these things on the website.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So I didn't know that. I thought it's the same. I thought it's just the same because just, you know, a few buttons, click, click, click.
So did you make your own website already?
Yeah, we have it. We have it. But it's pretty, pretty simple. Just the order for order page.
How do you make it?
I use the
Wix.
I use WordPress, actually.
So you know how to install WordPress. You rent the server by yourself.
Actually, no. They have templates. You can log in a WordPress web version.
Is WordPress.con, not WordPress.org?
Yeah, correct, not .org. Yeah. Okay, I use .com version.
But you have your own domain.
Our own domain, yes.
Interesting.
I tried .org before. Yeah, I think a few years ago when I tried to practice my coding things. But I just cannot. It's too hard for me.
So what is your next step? I mean, you open the pastry. You want to open more pastry shop at another location, or you want to cooperate your products with Momo or PC Home. What is your next step? You remind
our goal. Our goal is to set up a bakery in Taipei. Yeah, we hope we can, you know, see that as fast as possible.
Yeah.
So that's our goal. Yeah.
That's your goal. So what is your next step?
Next step will be do a partnership with different company. Like actually for now, we're discussing another affiliates with some like KOL. And then also we are doing some partnership with another bakery to try to... Another bakery.
They're not only competitors. They are also...
Because they are not selling cookies. They're selling breads. So we are trying to build some like gift, another brand new gift box for the next festival. Because now we have a Lunar Festival. And then soon we have a Christmas.
Chinese New Year. I understand about Christmas, but I didn't understand about Lunar.
Oh, people.
Lunar Festival.
Actually, many companies buy a souvenir for a Lunar Festival because they need to give their clients.
I was going to ask, corporate gifts. Do you guys focus on that?
Because it's
a huge market.
Yeah. That's right. And then corporate is actually easier for retails.
They got like 200, 300.
Yeah, you can just order 300. Then we can, deliver to one address. Yeah, serve one client. Yeah. So, yeah, of course. That's why we are actually reaching out some like HR or ask my friends, hey, how's
HR.
Your company?
Yeah. How do you reach the HR?
Like, for example, if you work for one of the technology company, then you must have an HR department, right?
Yeah.
Then we will ask for your help. Like, could you
just
try to
give
connect?
Me a favor? Like.
Yeah. And then maybe you guys...
I will give you a commission.
We can discuss about that. Yeah,
my commission, I will give you 10 pieces of cookies as a commission if you make a deal.
$10.
$10,
yeah,
okay.
$10, yeah. Then you'll help me to connect. Yeah, right. So, we just do our best to try to exposure our brand as much as possible.
Okay, so far, what is the biggest conundrum you faced?
Conundrum?
Like difficulties.
Difficulties. Actually, I think we are on, to me, in this stage, we do on the, I would say, bottleneck stage. I'm trying to, because, you know, after the athlete, we got a lot of positive feedbacks.
Yes.
We also got a lot of new customers because they saw us on athlete.
Yes.
They trust us and then buy of cookies. Yeah, of course.
But that's in Taipei, right?
That's in Taipei. Yeah, that's right.
Well, like, if I were your customer, I say I want to buy again, do I need to go to Yilan?
No, you can order online. You can order online.
Okay.
Yeah. But to me, the difficulty I met now is that I don't want to do this kind of business. I mean this way to sell the cookies for a long time. I don't want to just, okay, you order online and then that's all. We want to have a new way to sell our cookies.
A flagship store.
Flagship store, or like what I say, the partnership.
Partnership.
Or, I don't know, partnership with maybe a coffee. And then we can have...
You want to have your customer to experience the
experience.
Cookie.
Yeah.
But what is the reason you choose in Yilan not to having a coffee shop, but a pastry? I mean, for people coming there, they couldn't buy it directly, right? They need to order first.
Yeah, that's also what we think. Because our full-time employee in Yilan, We have just one there.
That's
one
kind of contradictory to your idea, right?
And then she's most focusing on making the cookies. She doesn't have time to deal with the customers.
Wait, you don't have waitress.
Yeah, we don't have those
things. You can be the waitress, right? Waiter.
One day.
Waiter, Tom.
Yeah, but that doesn't really like practical at this moment because I need to, keep coming between Taipei and Yilan. And I also need to work. So we are thinking about that, how to balance all these things.
Mm. Yeah. Would you think that one day that this job, this side hustle will take over your main job?
Yeah, that's my goal as well.
That's your end goal?
That's my end goal.
And would you use your data analyst or analytical ability to incorporate into your future?
Yes, of course.
Business.
Yeah, I will try to, like, at least I can make some dashboards, right? Our partners.
Which flavor did the customer like the most?
Correct. And then how much more we earn, then we can reach out to the next stage. If we can lower the cost like 5% or 10%, how much profit we can gain?
Probably one day you will be the joint isopod.
Yeah.
Cookies one day.
Technology company, maybe. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. So when we start our own company, I think finding a partner is pretty important. What is the, for your experience, what is the tips about choosing the right partner?
You need to be a friend first.
Okay.
Yeah. I think to me, I'm not really a serious person. I cannot really focus on my job, work, 100%.
I mean, but some of your partner, I mean, maybe your friends, but the guy, he can speak loudly, but he's not a doer.
Oh.
How do you observe? What is the key element that you can decide that this is the person I want to cooperate with? I can take the risk working with him.
Okay. So to be honest, we haven't reached that stage to have the ability to hiring a lot of people to our shop. But what I can say is that if you want to look for a partner the shareholders with set up a company, so first you guys need to be all the personality things. I think you guys need to be matched, and then for my chef, he knows pretty well on the products. I think you need to be someone, either you or your friends or your partner, need to know the products pretty well. Yeah, because I think product is always the thing that makes you makes your brand promoted to outside.
Yes.
So he's the one. Yeah. To me, I just know how to. What else? I have friends. I know how to write a simple code.
The back end.
Find the sources. Yeah, but I don't know how to make the product pretty well. But he knows it. Yeah.
He knows it.
Yeah. So you need to find someone who really knows about the products.
Okay, so Tom, you have mentioned it's almost half a year, right?
Half a year, yeah.
Cheers. What if you have a time machine? What will you do or what will you not do in the past 6 months?
Okay, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Perhaps I will do... That's a good question.
Yeah.
I haven't think this before.
Yeah. It must be something you regret or something you... think, what if I didn't do that? Or so far, no.
Probably too. The company is too young to have that.
It's too young. And then, probably I will try to organize more offline events.
Okay. Yeah.
Because when we before we selling the cookies, we set up one offline events to show my friends, who we are and what we are going to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just that one, yeah. And then I think that event's pretty successful. We get a lot of feedbacks. There are 30 more people join that event. And then they know us, they buy the cookies, they know the chef, they know what we are doing. But the reason why we didn't set up the second event, the third event, because of we just have not much people to do that.
It's time consuming.
It's time consuming and then really cost. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to bring all the foods from Yilan to Taipei and then we need to rent a place. It doesn't that easy for us to do. And then also both of us, we have own work to do.
Just out of question, for the S-Lead pop-up event that ran for 2 months, was it for...
No, just 3 days.
Oh, 3 days.
Just only 3 days.
Yeah, that's why we signed up with them.
Okay.
Before that, actually, a big city in Hsinchu, they also reached out to us. But they asked us to set up 1 month
Okay.
Yeah, at least 1 month.
Right.
Then we really don't have people to stay there for a whole day.
Okay. For the 3 days, they only charge you for commission.
Commission.
They don't charge you the booth fees.
Also the booth fees, yeah, both.
But probably not that expensive.
Not that expensive, yeah, because just 3 days. Yeah.
Okay. Because of the brand owner, they will consider about what could I make in profit.
Agree.
At the exhibitions.
Yeah, yeah.
To us, we don't expect to earn. Okay. From that pop-up shop, we just try to promote us, yeah, to let more people know us, yeah, because that's the first opportunity to go offline.
I think in Taipei there's variety of opportunities like that, like Songshan Wenshuang.
Yeah, so we are trying to find. So that's why we will go to Yuanshan on July, right, and then maybe end of this year we'll go Banqiao Tenping.
Okay, but like you mentioned, both you and the chef have full-time jobs. How do you go be there?
Yeah, how do you cope?
So we hope we have more like manpower, you know, at that time. Yeah,
promote it through this podcast. So people who like to, you know, who like pastry, who wanna have fun on the weekend, come
feel
over,
free to feel free to search us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're selling like $10 of cookies per
and
month.
Some cocktail on the side.
Yeah. Feel free to search us. I can promote here, right?
Of course. We will also attach your website, your fan page.
Oh, nice.
On our podcast as well.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That'll be.
Or your email, just simply you want to get a job in this pastry shop.
In Yilan.
We can pay you
$10 of cookies.
Yeah.
Very nice. So, anything that you want to share at the last? I think we're almost the time.
Or simply for a message that you want to share with people who want to start a pastry shop or any similar business.
Oh, okay.
Endeavor.
Yeah, I think it's... to me, I think it's important to have your own things, like a business. It doesn't really need to be a pastry shop.
Your own passion, right?
Yeah, own passion. It can be a podcast channel. Mm. It can be just a hobby, like you really like go mountain climbing. Then you can just go mountain climbing like every month, every 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And then you can make friends. You can find new opportunities that outside of your, you know, job. Mm. Yeah, you can meet different people. So after we started this pastry shop, I know so many people from different industry that I cannot meet them before. Okay. Because I used to work in Singapore and then in a technology company. The people I know and the friend I make is just from like
similar industry.
Yeah.
No chance.
Yeah, all those companies. So we are all studying a good university in Taiwan. Mm. We are going to Singapore around the same time. Mm. And then we are thinking like, you know, really the same.
Okay.
But after the pastry shop, I know a lot of new people, you know, like
old people,
young people. Yeah, the printing shop, the designer, the marketing people. So all those things, you know, this pastry shop give me a chance. Like, how do I say that? Give me a chance.
Learning by doing?
Yeah, learning by doing. And also give me a chance to know people from like different world. Yeah. Mm.
This reminds me about one thing. If people want to explore their comfort zone, the best way is to join club like us.
Yeah, that's right. You will know a lot of people like
Rotary Club Taipei.
Like,
yeah,
we never know before.
We will host a variety of events like the podcast. You can be the host. You can write the program, and also
we're a diverse group. We have
beach cleaning.
We have a lot of events with vocational, with international.
Yeah,
and we have a lot of people coming up from abroad.
Yeah, like Guatemala.
Yeah, from literally Europe or Americas. Like, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, so thanks, Tom. It was an awesome sharing to us.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so thanks, Joe, and thanks, Teresa. We will see you next time. Bye.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.